That would be a Saturday.
Oh, I'm going to have a movie marathon.
I am for Batman Day.
Yep.
Samuel Garza Bernstein, the author is Cesar Romero. The Joker is Wild. Now, Cesar, of course, the original Batman, or not Batman, but the Joker from the original Batman series from 1966 to 1968 joins us this morning. And, Samuel, welcome to Mankato, Minnesota. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I'm assuming you must be a big-time Batman fanatic.
Well, absolutely. And when the idea came up to write about Caesar, it just seemed like, wow, this is the origin story of this character from a very different perspective.
Absolutely. Now, give me a little background. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with Cesar Romero. He has passed on. But besides being the Joker, what were some of his other big-time roles?
Oh, my gosh. You know, he just did so many different things opposite Shirley Temple and Betty Grable and Tyrone Power and Carmen Miranda. He was the Cisco Kid. He just did all kinds of characters of all kinds of ethnicities. He could play, you know, all of the Latin characters, but also he played Indians and Egyptians and, you know, just anything that came along. And I really think that his versatility with all of these different characters is a lot of what went into making him so confident to attack the Joker with such sort of wild abandon.
Cesar Romero, The Joker is Wild, is the name of the book. And as Samuel, for our listeners who want to pick up the book, what are some of the main things they'll find in this book?
Well, I think they'll find a whole history of Hollywood, including going into the television era when he was on Falcon Crest for so long. And I think you'll also get a sense that some of the values that Cesar Romero lived by when it came to protecting three generations of his family and keeping the legacy alive of his ancestors who were important in the liberation of Cuba, that all of those things have a lot of modern resonance to how we can look forward now and think about, well, what makes our lives meaningful?
Again, Samuel Garza Bernstein with us here on the KTOE Morning Blend. Cesar Romero, The Joker is Wild is the name of the book, with a Batman Day coming up on Saturday, the third Saturday in each September. And, you know, how do we celebrate Batman Day? Is Seth on the right page? Do we watch a movie marathon of Batman?
Well, we absolutely watch the TV show, as far as I'm concerned. But, you celebrate it in your own way. I know people doing costume parties. There's a Joker laugh contest going on in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. There's just a lot of different ways that you can celebrate these people in your lives.
Now, Seth, you are our sound guy. Can you do a Joker laugh?
Oh, no, I cannot do a Joker laugh justice. I did want to ask, though, on that note, Samuel, do you get into the, because it's become an iconic laugh for the Joker, but Caesar able to do just a fantastic laugh to kind of, you know, get it started on the screen. Do you get into kind of the origins of that at all in the book?
Absolutely. You know, his laugh was actually the laugh that he came out with when he first saw the costume renderings of what he was going to look like as the Joker. And he saw this purple suit and the green hair and the white face and the red mouth, and he just started chortling. And the producer heard him from the next room, and he said, "That's it. That's the Joker's laugh." So it was a very organic thing.
Now, Samuel, I got to ask you, I read somewhere that Caesar had a mustache that he refused to shave. So they had to put the makeup on top of the mustache. Is that correct?
That is correct. But there was a good reason. You know, he was the spokesperson for a line of men's suits at the time. And while he was shooting Batman, there was a national rollout of an ad campaign with magazines and billboards and personal appearances, all of which featured him very suave and debonair as this, you know, this gentleman with his mustache. And I think Caesar felt like, look, these guys paid a lot of money to make this whole campaign, and this is the guy that they, you know, that they got for it. And he felt an obligation to show up as the person they hired.
Samuel Garza Bernstein, again, Cesar Romero, The Joker as Wild is the name of the book. And when I was doing some research, I didn't realize, you know, we talk about all the different Batman movies now, and the role of Batman has been played by so many different Hollywood actors. I didn't realize that back in the 60s, besides the TV series, that there was an actual Batman movie as well.
Absolutely. They did it while they were shooting, after the first season, between the first season and the second season, they shot the movie. And that's where you got him surfing. Now, you know, everybody loves the Joker on a surfboard.
He was surfing in the movie?
Yeah. There's a surf contest. It's just, you know, why wouldn't the crown prince of crime go on a surfboard? Now, why not?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I mean, when people talk about the history of Batman, everybody will say, well, this is my favorite Batman. This is my favorite person that played the Riddler. This is my favorite that played a Catwoman and so on. You know, for me, I mean, there's been other Jokers in the movies, but I love Cesar Romero. He was the first guy that laughed. No one can duplicate that. For me, he's always going to be the best Joker.
Well, I agree, of course, and so does Rolling Stone. They were writing about him in 2019, talking about how influential his Joker is to all the performances that came after, and how the tone of the character may have changed over the years, but the vibrancy and the kind of abandon with which he approached it is still very much the, you know, the reference point for that character.
Now, Samuel, we talked about ways to celebrate Batman Day coming up on Saturday. One way is to go out and get your book. Where can our listeners find it?
You can find it at bookstores everywhere or online at every, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble and all of that. And, you know, it's really, I come to the project looking to celebrate Cesar and celebrate the Joker.
Absolutely. Again, Cesar Romero, The Joker is Wild is the name of the book. Samuel, thank you so much for the time. A happy early Batman Day to you. And thanks for joining us here in Mankato, Minnesota.
Happy Bat Day to you as well.
And Samuel Garza.